What aspects of Claudia's character does Hamlet underline in the metaphors in line 37 and
83? He's a villain, a thief, and a murderer. Basically, he murdered the king, stole the throne, and a diadem.
Focus on the apparition of the ghost, line 88 to 93. Does his attitude towards the queen confirm or contrast with Hamlet's?
Okay, so prøv at skrive. Hamlet wants to revenge. Hvad er det ikke det? Revenge eller vengeance?
Revenge, det er lidt mere sådan.
Altså vengeance, det vil bare hævn.
Yeah.
At hævn ikke, det er revenge. His
at revenge.
Father's death.
Så nu der bare ligger og stønner i baggrunden.
Deep
series. Det kunne du godt, det måske slutte af med.
Nej, du skal komme med et stønd til sidst.
Nej, og så kunne du selvfølgelig slutte af med at sige, so no, his attitude is in contrast.
So no, det er jo ikke ligesom Danmark, så nej.
So no.
So no, du ved.
So
no. Southern Houston.
Southern.
Southern. Southern.
As in Southern.
Ja. Yeah.
Southern.
So, Southern. Southern. Det hedder Southern. Det. Det er ikke Southern.
Jo, det hedder Southern.
Det er sådan en Southern-man. Der lever han stoppet og blæser. Okay, 3, 2, 1, begynd!
Vent! Er du klar, Marie?
Ja.
Vent en gang!
Nej, for. Nu.
His attitude contrast with Hamlet, because Hamlet wishes to avenge his father's death, while the ghost wants Hamlet to help his mother.
The ghost is often considered to be a figment of Hamlet's imagination, an extension of his mind and conscience. If this is the case, what does the ghost's attitude towards the queen suggest about the relationship between Hamlet and his mother?
So, Hamlet is caught between wishing to avenge his father's death, but not wishing to punish his mother, whom he loves.